Welcome back to Empathic Explorations. I'm your host, Nikki. So it's very early in my part of town. It's very early in the morning. I woke up and it's as if I have this message of hope. And I could not lay in bed. I am here in your ears. Excuse me if I sound a little groggy. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you're listening. Wherever you are, whatever time it is for you, I am glad that you are here and you've allowed me into your space. And I want you to not only listen with your ears, but with your heart. Not with your eyes, but with your heart as I'm speaking. So the space here is safe. It's a safe space. And while you're listening, the great thing about this, it's our own private moment. And I just wanted to reassure you that this is a safe space. So thank you again for listening. I feel like I'm whispering, but I guess it comes with the early morning vibrations and everything. So what I want to talk about a little bit is the feeling of hopelessness or hopelessness. We want to just explore that really quickly. Most of the topics that I talk about on this podcast, we take a quick dive into it. So there's so much more that can be said and so much more that can be explored. But these little pods for us to just quickly explore. And maybe there is something in these pods that will resonate with you. So hopelessness, I feel like I need to define the word hope before we even start to unpack this feeling of hopelessness. And when I looked up the word hope, the definition is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. So that's hope. I'm hoping that you will listen to these pods filled with messages created. So there's an expectation there as well. And so when we think of hopelessness and that word expectation that's coming up now, one would say that our expectations are not being met. And I just want to bring you back to, because we don't want to go back in the past. And that has already happened. But we want to stay very present in the conversation. But I think I need to draw a reference to the COVID pandemic that we experienced a few years back. And for some, we're still experiencing it in a certain way. And I think so many things shifted. You know, one might say that we just recently came out of a pandemic. And some of us still have to wear a mask. So you can honestly say that you're still experiencing a lot of the effects from COVID. And I sense that there's a feeling of hopelessness plaguing the land, if I could say it that way. I feel like there are so many people right now. You might be listening, but there's so many people around me that's feeling hopeless. And I want to draw your attention to the things that we have hope in. We have certain expectations, like our government, certain social structures. We have hope in these systems. And for many of you, the system is failing right now. When you look at certain communities, there's a lot of isms. And there's always been a lot of isms before I even came to this world. There has been so many isms, and I'm speaking to racism, ageism, ableism, sexism. But I feel like these isms have intensified in a way. And each of our unique experience is different. You might experience one ism and you might not experience another. But in some way, you'll probably experience all of these isms. Because we get old, and you'll probably experience ageism, where people might discriminate against you because of your age. And so what's coming up for me now is sort of political, but I don't want to go into it too much because everyone has their own opinion in that political field. But even in politics, there's so much going on around that. And when we talk about hope, hope can have a lot to do with your belief, what you believe in. And so what I sense is there is this plague of hopelessness over the land. And this can transcend to wherever you are right now. You might not be in the United States of America. You might be in another country. And you're still experiencing hopelessness based on what's going on around you. So that's what I really wanted to point out. I think that's important to this conversation, where it's whatever you're experiencing and wherever you are. And so the pandemic shifted a lot of things. But when I spoke earlier about the isms that we're dealing with and we have to deal with, there's an intensity that I'm feeling with all these isms, racism, intensified. You know, I feel like people are in survival mode, so to speak, in the survival mode, because there's this hopelessness plaguing. People have no hope in our government anymore. There's so many things that are failing us. So the things that we're experiencing, the systems that were set up to help us, they're failing, and people are losing hope in these things. And I wanted to say that whenever you have hope in something, whether you are Let's say you have money. You have money, you're rich. And you might be thinking, well, if I have money, then I have hope. But what I want to say to you right now is that whatever money can buy that gives you hope, that's momentarily, it doesn't last. Once you get that thing with your money, that hope or that moment of peace, because hope brings about a certain peace. Can we agree on that? Okay, so if your money can buy something that will give you that moment of peace and joy, that thing is just momentarily that you're feeling that peace and that joy after you've attained that object. But that's not permanent. And then you're going to start looking for another thing to experience to bring you joy. And then once that has served its time, you move on to the next. I hope this is making sense. So there's nothing permanent that can really satisfy. In our human experience, we're always looking for the next thing that can bring us a sense of peace and joy. So the good news that I bring to you today is that there's a seed of hope in you that it's neither seen, you can't see it, but you can feel it. And I want to invite you to that space today. I want to invite you there. I'm not planting a seed within you. The seed is already there, that seed of hope. And when you're feeling hopeless because so many structures have failed you, so many people have failed you, I want to point you to that seed of hope that is within you, that money cannot buy. A promise from any structure, any person cannot give you that hope. This hope, it will never make you ashamed. But it's nothing that can be seen. It's not physical. It's within. So you would have to look within. And this is the invitation that I would offer you right now. If you can look deep within, it's nothing external. All of the hope that's external will fail. It will fail. And I'm not, you might say, Nikki, what are you saying? I'm not supposed to hope in anything? No. But when you hope in those things, they might fail you. They might not turn out the way you want it to turn out. The expectations. Your expectation might not be fulfilled in these things. And then hopelessness can lead you to depression. It can lead to loneliness that we've so often experienced because we feel like there's no way to accomplish what we need to accomplish in our everyday lives because there's a hopelessness that's plaguing us. But I'm offering you this invitation for you to look deeper. Look past all the structures externally and look within. Look deeper. I remember now at the beginning of this podcast, this pod, I said, I wouldn't want you to just listen with your ears. I want you to listen with your heart. Here is where I need you to listen with your heart. There is a hope that will not make you be ashamed, will not disappoint you. You cannot buy it in the stores. You cannot find it online. It's within you. And if you're feeling something right now, if you're feeling the confirmation of these words, that is that hope that's confirming what I'm saying. So here we are. When you're feeling hopeless, it's really because everything that you have expectation in some sort of way is failing you. I'm pointing you back to yourself. I'm saying come home to yourself, and within you, there's a seed of hope. And right now, the only thing that I am doing, I'm not giving you the seed of hope. I'm giving this message, pointing you back to that seed of hope. And if you recognize that within yourself, you can make it another day. And you can make it another day with joy, knowing no matter what's going on externally in the world, that there is a hope, an expectation that you can hold on to for sure. I think it's relevant for me to speak about people's belief. And the reason why they have these beliefs is because they want something to hope for, to hope in. They want something to believe in because everything around them, it's not so stable. They feel like they can't trust it 100%. So they need that hope that they can trust in 100% because they know that this hope will never make them ashamed. So, for those of you that are experiencing some sort of hopelessness, and that hopelessness has prevented you from experiencing your joy and your peace and your harmony, I offer you and I point you back to yourself. And trust has a lot to do with hope, because when you hope in something, there's a certain amount of trust that you put in that thing, that structure, that person maybe. But I want to point you back home to yourself. And if you can take a moment to just look, sit, and just look within. I don't have to confirm these words. These words will confirm themselves within you. All I can do is point you back to yourself and say there is a seed of hope within you. That if you recognize this, when you go through your moments of feeling hopeless, You'll be drawn back into a space where there is a peace. No matter what is going on around you, there's a peace. And this peace is not the peace that money can buy. Because money might be able to buy you peace, but it's momentarily. It doesn't last. But this peace that I'm pointing you to, it passeth all understanding. It's an enduring, everlasting peace. It's not that fragrance that you buy, and when you apply the fragrance, it lasts for a couple of hours. What I offer you is that peace that's everlasting. And this peace is your fragrance. So it goes with you wherever you go, even when you're in spaces where it feels like there's no hope. There's so many people, they're relocating because they want to find some sort of peace of mind. I wouldn't even point you to your peace of mind because that's not stable, that peace of mind. I want to point you to the peace that is within. Having a peace of mind, it comes and it goes. But I'm pointing you to the peace that is within. And this peace, it passeth all understanding. And that's why your heart will confirm these words. And that seed of hope that is within you will grow, and you'll experience more peace, more joy, and more harmony in your lived experience. Thank you so much for listening. Please like and subscribe.